By Ms. Glasper on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have a number of speakers. Before we go to the speakers, at the last meeting we asked Mr. Givens, our state's attorney, to make a ruling as far as who does the appointing to the Wanda Cemetery Board, and I believe he has made that ruling. And we'll let him go first, and then I'll go through the procedure. And if any of the five people that want to speak to the Wanda Cemetery, they're more than welcome to speak. But go ahead, Mr. Givens.
Thank you, Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the board and folks in attendance, this comes up as a question that was raised by Helen Hawkins and some concerned citizens about the status of the appointments to the Wanda Cemetery Board. And there was a great deal of confusion about that status, and it took us a while to get to the bottom of things. But I'll start with giving the opinion, and then I'll give you a little bit of information to help explain it. Thanks to the good work of John McGuire from my office, we've been able to untangle the mess, and we've determined that the authority to appoint members as trustees does remain with the chairman of the Madison County Board. So the chairman does have the authority to do that, and I've discussed that with him, and he is moving forward with that process in the coming, I believe, at the next meeting. That'll be an agenda item. So that will be able to be done, so there will be individuals there who can serve and represent that organization and to whom hopefully the families can go to seek some help and assistance with dealing with the really serious issues that have been raised about that. A little bit of historical perspective. The Wanda Cemetery Incorporated not-for-profit corporation was created back in 1949. And over the years, up until 2008, there were operations of that organization that took place under several different names for whatever reason, and so it created a great deal of confusion about who had the authority to do things, under what authority they were acting, whether or not it was a single or multiple organizations. And so in 2008, there were resolutions that were passed by the then representatives of that organization establishing new officers and at the same time passing a resolution to unify all operations under the proper name, which is Wanda Cemetery Incorporated. Those resolutions were then filed with the state of Illinois and with the comptroller's office to clarify the licensing and registration. We received to my office a copy of the operating bylaws of the organization, and based on what we believe to be the correct operating bylaws, although at the time of its formation, that corporation could have taken the authority to make those appointments away from the chairman of the county board, they did not. In fact, they specifically state in those bylaws that the county board chairman is the authority who makes those appointments. And until such time as the bylaws of that organization are changed by the members, that is the status. So I've discussed this with the chairman. He fully understands that and intends to move forward. And I hope that this has cleared up any confusion. I hope this will give the families some solace and an avenue and opportunity to move forward and address what appear to be some very serious issues there.
Mr. Givens.
And on the question before Mr. Givens speaks, I mean, before I allow you to speak, is I fully expect to take Ms. Hawkins' recommendations at the next meeting of who the trustees would be. And any other speakers that really, if you want to continue to speak, you're more than welcome to speak. We just want to make sure we had the legal right to make the appointments. There was some questions about if we did or not. Once that became resolved, and Mr. Givens talked to me, the only reason we're not doing it today is I have to have them out 48 hours before the meeting to say who the members are going to be that's going to be appointed. So when Ms. Hawkins once again provides me those names of who you're recommending me to make the appointments to, I will make those appointments. Unless this board does something else, I don't know what they could do. But the bottom line right now, the authority stays with me. You had a question? Mr. Robertson, or who is going to question?
Jim.
Oh, Mr. Dodd.
Mr. Givens, I have knowledge just from information of people telling me there's been one or more lawsuits filed over this naming of the board or the trustees or something. by the chairman, and maybe I assume the county board is going to vote on them appointees. Is there going to be any bearing on the lawsuit or lawsuits that have been filed?
Well, if I know that there have been some legal actions, and that it will depend on the, I suppose, the will of the then majority of those, the board of trustees. So if the compensation or if the composition of that board changes in such a way that changes the will of that board, then that may affect how things move forward. Nothing that we do has a direct impact.
I don't think my question pertained to the board or the trustees. I was under the impression that someone in the Veterans Administration was doing some suing.
I'm not aware of the veterans of the federal government.
I was definitely told that, sir.
Okay. Well, I...
So maybe Ms. Hawkins or somebody could
bring
us up to date on that.
Okay. Ms. Hawkins?
Yes. I just want to thank all of you that stayed the course for the Wanda Cemetery Board. That I know that this was a very difficult issue, and especially for those that have people buried there, their families. I want to thank our state's attorney, Tom Gibbons, John McGuire, Alan Dunstan, and all of the county board members that have received the information and has stayed the course with us. I appreciate all the hard work. You only got this in May when it became time for appointments. So I'd say that's pretty quick, and I do appreciate that.
Appreciate it, Ms. Hawkins. Once again, we have five speakers. You're welcome to speak.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of questions for Mr. Givens, please.
Yes.
A couple of questions. Number one, are the board members there elected legally now, or does the last appointment by the chairman of the Madison County Board constitute the legally elected board members?
The only trustees serving in that organization that would be lawful would be those that have been appointed according to the bylaws of the organization, which are by the Madison County chairman.
And, for example, our bylaws could be changed with a two-thirds vote. I mean, can two-thirds of the current members just decide that they want to, you know, exclude the county board chairman from this process and go forward?
Yes. The membership of the not-for-profit corporation can hold a special meeting or at an annual meeting make a vote on any resolution to change and according to those bylaws change the rules.
So would we be wise to appoint a new board tonight?
We can't because we did not get it on the agenda 48 hours before.
Okay. But it requires not just the trustees but the actual members of the corporation, which I believe would be the families and individuals who are owners of the parcels.
So we're talking about a very large group.
Yeah, a large meeting. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
They're in a catch-22. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so those we will be putting it on the agenda next meeting. I do have to ask, does Diana Williams want to speak? Does Robert Rogers? Okay. Mary Ellen Bach? Okay. Tom Dennis? Tom, you come on down. You have 3 minutes, and after you've been speaking for 2.5 minutes, you're going to hear me gavel you one time, and at 3 minutes, I'll close you off, and if you want to give something to the county clerk to put in the records, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the county board and members of the gallery. My name is Tom Dennis, and I would like to thank you for allowing me to express my concerns publicly about the Wanda Cemetery and the illegal business practices. It is my sole purpose tonight to expose the unethical, immoral, gross incompetence and dereliction of acceptable duties and responsibilities by the current and former Wanda Cemetery board members and employees. Such numerous violations of Illinois law 765 ILCS 835 Cemetery Protection Act, Section 1, Part B, Subsection 3, which logically can be interpreted as anyone who removes, vandalizes anything around or on a gravesite without prior consent from the families or of the departed are guilty which by my account and photographic evidence, which I've just entered into record, proves beyond a shadow of doubt that this was done. And the person or persons involved shall be charged with numerous Class A misdemeanors, if not a combined Class 3 felony, and also the numerous violations of Illinois Law 760 ILS CS 100, Cemetery Grave Act, on the grounds of the following. The grass within the borders of the common cemetery grounds is not being properly maintained with regards to regular intervals of mowing and weeding. Grave sites are not being properly maintained once the departed is interned within, as grave sites are not properly backfilled, resodded, or even grass seeded or strawed. There's also numerous violations of OSHA's 29 CFR 1926.651 and 652 with concerns for safety of the cemetery employees during the trenching and excavation of the grave sites done within the cemetery. Okay. Also, there is also violation of the cemetery's own bylaws by, according to their bylaws, the cemetery's fiscal year runs April 1st through the 31st of the following year. At the May 28th meeting this year, the fiscal report presented was incomplete and had gross errors of incompetence with concerns towards fraud and embezzling. With regards to incomplete bookkeeping receipts for funds taken in and dispensed by the office secretary, the only board member to voice concern, let alone care about the missing funds, was then Cemetery Treasurer Ron Baggett. It is in my opinion that the State Comptroller and State's Attorney, Mr. Gibbons, should conduct a complete and complex forensic on-site investigation into the allegations of illegal wrongdoing and fraud that I've presented here tonight. And with that, thank you for your kind consideration, and folks, have a good evening.
Does Mr. Alan Arthur Pruitt like to speak?
Sure.
You can come on down if you like. You get the same 3 minutes. And am I correct in saying that Diana Williams didn't want to, is she here? Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anyone. Take your time. Take care now. Yes. Okay. Sure. Okay. We'll make sure they get a copy. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Okay. Correspondence.
Chairman, we have a letter from the Environmental Management regarding the groundwater ordinance. We have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a jurisdictional transfer in the village of Bethalto in Saline Township. We have a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding a permit to manage waste. We have a letter from the Alton Steel regarding a public notice. We have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation confirming the department has received the resolution adopting a new county engineer. We have a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding a public notice for the American Colloid Company in Granite City. We have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding an approval of the county vacation on New Pogue Road. We also have the monthly report of the, you want me to do those?
Mm-hmm.
The monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder. The monthly report of the coroner. We have the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools. We have the population report from the sheriff's office. We have the treasurer's monthly investment report. And that's all I have.
Okay, and we'll go ahead and do the appointments.
Chairman, we have an Emergency Telephone Systems Board. Terry Bell is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. Excuse me. Steve Brazier is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. Madison County Code Adjudication Hearing Officer Andrew Majowski is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Madison County Park and Recreation Grant Commission Rhonda Lewis is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Brad Cunningham, who has resigned. Metro East Park and Recreation District, Jean Peters is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. The New Douglas Cemetery Association Board, Diane F. Donahue is recommended for reappointment to a new 6-year term. Robert Haldeman is recommended for reappointment to a new 6-year term. And Dwayne Schallenberg is recommended for a reappointment, not reprimanded, he's recommended for a new reappointment to a new 6-year term.
Entertain motion a motion. Approved. We have a motion. Is there a second? Or a Sidorian? Second?
Second.
Second. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Mr. Adler, before I have you go on, I have two guests in the audience tonight. Where do they go? They left. Okay, my mother was here and my wife was here and they left. Okay. I guess I bored them that fast.
Okay.
Well, they've heard it all before.
They probably heard it all before. Okay. Buildings and Facility Management Committee, Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve a resolution to approve the 2013 holiday schedule for the month of July 2013.
And go ahead and bring in number C also. We'll go ahead and do them at both at the same time.
And I would move that we approve a resolution to authorize the purchasing of electric power from a retail electric supplier.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. What do we got on the machine?
No.
Hold on just a second. We're getting this set up.
Now I need a second.
Who made a second?
I got Mr. Simonism.
Okay, Mr. Simonism by machine. Okay. Okay. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Malone, Minner, excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance and Government Operations Committee has four items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, resolution to renew annual software license and support for early voting, absentee voting, election reporting software, and equipment for the Madison County Clerk. We have a resolution to purchase VEMACS support for the Madison County Clerk. And we have a resolution authorizing settlement of workman's comp claim file number 10-019. This is signed by all members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Second. We have it. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, Grants Committee, Mr. Malone, if you could bring in both E and F, I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. The Grants Committee has two resolutions for your consideration, and the Grants Committee in Finance and Government Operations also has two. The first one from Grants is a resolution to provide funding to the Leadership Council Southwestern Illinois new task force formed to focus on the retention and expansion of Scott Air Force Base. A resolution authorizing the submission of the fiscal year 2013 Community Development Action Plan. A resolution authorizing the approval of a vendor for in-school and out-of-school youth programming in Madison County by the Madison County Employment and Training Department. And a resolution authorizing approval of a vendor for in-school and out-of-school youth programming in Bond County by the Madison County Employment and Training Department. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Second on the machine. Any questions? Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Marr, could you bring in both G and H, please?
I will. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval tonight, and we are going to separate resolution Z130025.
Okay.
You should all have a copy of the revised resolution in front of you.
Okay, let's go ahead and vote on everything else, and we'll bring that one up separately.
finding the facts and recommendations, resolutions, and the resolution authoring solid waste environmental pilot grant for 2013. I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Mr. Meyer, would you bring in Z130025? Try to get make a motion to approve.
Yes, on Z130025, the committee recommends approval, and I so move.
You have a motion. Is there a second to that?
Yes.
We have a second. Is there anything you had to add to that, or is that it?
If anybody on the board has a question. There are a few revisions there, but they were all negotiated by the Planning and Development Committee plus the Planning and Development Department, and this has been before us before, and I think this is a very good compromise.
Good. Anybody have any questions? Yes. Lisa.
I can't hear.
How many mobile homes are there now, and how many would be allowed?
There would be a maximum of 200.
Maximum of 200.
How many are there now?
I think there's about 85.
There's 85 now. There's 85 now. Art, Essadorian?
And I'm going to direct this to Mr. Meyer. Is this going to be a... kind of like a golden rule that we're going to be using for future mobile home parks? Is this going to be like a guideline, maybe?
You want Matt to come down?
Yeah.
Matt, if you don't mind, would you please come down?
Because I like the way this is written, and it's very specific and in detail, and I would appreciate if maybe this can kind of be like the master guide.
Next time you're going to wear that tie.
The paper.
Next time you're going to wear that tie.
Yeah, it will be. It sets a precedence for other mobile home parks, and we're actually beginning a process to where all the other mobile home parks in unincorporated county are going to begin coming in to revise their zoning to address the exact same issues.
Good, good, because we have a couple others that are going to need to be addressed as well.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Ms.
Yeah.
Hawkins?
This was a difficult one. I think it was 285. So it's come down to 200. And a lot of improvement as of the first time this came to the table. I'm very pleased to be part of the good part of it, that it's going to be cleaned up and that, you know, I'm looking forward to people enjoying that part of it. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Roll call. Thank you. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Meyer?
That is all. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Public Safety Committee, if you could bring in both I and J, please, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. First, your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering mobile home licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that.
Then we have a resolution establishing a county animal population control fund and the distribution of funds to Madison County humane organizations. And along with the Government Operations Committee, we have a resolution to extend Code Red Weather Warning Service and Cold Red Services Agreement for the Madison County Emergency Management Agency, and I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a second by Mr. Semitism. On the question, roll call.
Yeah.
Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper?
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano. We have a motion. Is there a second? We have one or we don't? We need somebody to second it. We got it now. On the question, roll call.
Motion carries.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano? Okay. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism, if you could bring in both L and M, I would appreciate it, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has 8 resolutions for your consideration. We've been asked to vote on hold out number 8 and vote on it separately.
We will do that.
So the first 7 is number 1 is a request permission to advertise for and receive sealed bids for de-icing salt for the winter of 2013-14. Number 2 is the resolution on prevailing wage. Number 3 is an agreement funding resolution for South Main Street reconstruction, City of Troy. Number 4 is an agreement funding resolution for Central Street Projects, Village of Bethalto. 5 is an agreement funding resolution for Old Madison Road, Phase 2, City of Madison. 6 is a resolution providing for participation in the comprehensive transportation planning under the East-West Gateway Coordinating Council, and number 7 is a request for a study on various roads in Madison County that was have been approved by all members, and I move for those first 7 adoption.
We have a motion. You want to bring in M1, too,
okay,
please?
M1 is a resolution where a contract to award contract for a new F-350 crew cab and one new Ford F-150 super cab for the Madison County Highway Department. Move for its adoption.
Okay, so we have a motion. We have a second on the question.
Second.
Roll call. Motion carried. Mr. Simonism, would you bring in L8, please?
L8 is an agreement for professional engineering services on Lebanon Road over the CSX Railroad, Phase 2, Collinsville Township. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. And Mr. Tricano was abstaining on that because it deals with Collinsville Township. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for the March 2013-20 Board of Health? Ms. Hawkins, would you so move?
I make a motion to approve those minutes.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second on a question. Any questions? All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Mr. Holliday is not here, so I will do the activities report. I just wanted to introduce first off, she was here at the beginning of the meeting. She skipped the whole meeting, and then she came back, so she's related to me. But my wife is up here, and my mother, who is 92 years young, staying with me for the next couple of weeks, and I just wanted to introduce them. She's standing up, and she's in a wheelchair in the back. But thanks for having me at the meeting. Anybody else have anything to come up today? Lisa. Speaking of Mike, I can't hear you.
I want to thank the Public Safety Committee. And the rescue groups are excited to see that the money's going to stay in Madison County for spay and neuters. The only way we can curb the pet population is by spay and neuters. So they thank you.
Okay, no problem. Anything else? Entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion. Second. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. We're adjourned.